Blog Talk Radio. send me queen, may love you so much. Your mind, you're fine, and girl, when you recline, we do the sweet grind, we do the body wine, we do the sweet grind. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? As I sit and reflect, as I sit and ponder, mankind, and I wonder. Destruction and greed, the world filled with many needs. Some say they lead, some say they follow. Some lies can be shallow, dug out like whittling wood, empty and hollow. Oh mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? In the life of the fast pace, we all are slowing. This human race, forgetting the small things, the lovely things, the things that are the true essence of life. Why the strife? Why the mayhem? The unnecessary hunger, the wanting, the yearning. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Turning pages in our learning. Mankind, can you feel the heat of the fire burning? Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. We have peace. We love peace, but we fight. We love peace, but we bomb. With words of hate fill the night. Is this our way? Is this the way? Actions, they say, speak louder than words. Words, but things in action. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Either we add or we get caught in the distractions, subtractions of life. Life has many moments, many levels and fractions. Every minute detail, a piece, a puzzle piece that has a place. Mankind, do you see the similarities? Then why cause so much calamities? Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? What is the aim? What is the goal we are reaching for? To have more, 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 and more? Then when one is gone and things are left behind, as I said, things are left behind. All we take is our deeds, the proper to the improper. Who influenced you and who did you influence? Questions to be asked. The other side, the true soul ride. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Tell me, mankind, what are we knowing? What are we knowing?
Happy Saturday. Welcome to weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And that was Dread Days, of course. Once the poetry piece, Mankind, that I just can't get enough of. I guess some of you say, well, please, we have had enough, but I love it. And you should listen to the words. And before that, another song. I told you I'll play other songs by Dread Days, reggae, awesome reggae band based in L.A. Shout out to those guys. I sent them an invite to my birthday celebration, which will be in August. So I hope their date is clear, or maybe they'll surprise me or something on my birthday in August, on August 11th, here in Jacktown. Sometimes I celebrate the whole month, and this year will be one of those years, God willing, if I'm still alive, I'll celebrate this year the whole month. Because also I'm supposed to be celebrating with friends in Miami also. And you all know I would love to celebrate in Dallas and New Orleans. But, again, that was their song, I Tell Soul. I love that song. Very romantic. And, of course, opens with Round and Round. My friend in the chat room said he hates songs that ask questions. I have a poetry piece called How Does It Feel? And it's lengthy. And I ask that question, how does it feel, repeatedly. But the other parts of it are very, it's like, how does it feel at the beginning of the question. And like this, some of you are familiar with that poetry piece of mine. I'll share in the very near future. Matter of fact, I'll post it on my music sites like Reverb Nation and other sites, my fan page, music fan page and so on. But it asks very... you know, questions that make you say, but I like poetry pieces that ask questions. Oh, my friend in the chat room said he doesn't like them because he always wants to answer back. And yeah, I know that. I know they generate some type of response. So it's amazing. So just happy Saturday. It's NCAA Saturday. Shout out to those Mavericks. They pulled it through the last second last night. I thought that game with Orlando Magic was going to go overtime. I figured the Mavericks were going to win, but then it kept getting closer and closer. And to be honest, I turned the channel for like when it was like a 2 minutes. And then cause I thought it might go overtime, but thankfully it didn't. And Mavericks won, what was it, like 100 to 97, something like that. I think I have that last of the Orlando score wrong, but I know the Mavericks score. So that was just amazing. So congrats to the Mavericks, because that was an important game to win, you know, to beat Orlando Magic. So shout out to the Orlando Magic fans and supporters. Also, which Orlando Magic is one of my favorite teams, but my number one favorite NBA team is the Mavs, part of Mav Nation's Hornets, and so on. But just shout out, good to see you. My friend said that he just could not get politics off his mind. And I can relate. Let me respond back to him. I can relate, most definitely. Yeah, because even those of us that consider ourselves to be non-political, it seems that politics tend to be a part of one's life, you know? Because I hear people all the time say, well, I'm not into politics, but they seem like they can't get the topic of politics out of their world, and so on. You know, I've been a political enthusiast since I was a little girl, so it is just amazing what goes on. I mean, politics has been like a reality show in itself. I'm shocked that reality shows aren't any like political based reality shows, like following candidates. I'm talking on all levels, from local levels to presidential candidate levels. It's kind of surprising that there aren't any. I'm sure we'll see a lot of documentaries after the campaign is over, and either when our sitting president is reelected or a new president is elected. I'm sure many probably are planning to release documentary films like next year and so on. But I'm shocked that there aren't any reality shows based on politics. You know, of course, Sarah Palin had her show, a reality show, but that wasn't a political show. That was basically about her life living in Alaska, you know, and so on. So, you know, and the biopic was good, but still it was a biopic. And also congratulate to my former schoolmate and friend, Moss Point, Mississippi native, Leon Lett is back with the Cowboys now. He's an assistant coach with the Dallas Cowboys. So congrats. And just recently, this past fall, during homecoming weekend at Hines Community College, where he and I became friends and former schoolmates, he was inducted into the Hines Community College Sports Hall of Fame just this past fall. And so just congratulations, seeing Leon Lett back with the Cowboys. And shout out to those high school coaches that attended special teams training also at the Saints facility yesterday. And also I posted some WDSU TV news footage. That's from New Orleans, where Drew Brees took time out. He was at a special event last evening with New Orleans mayor, and he took time to speak to the media, and he spoke about the bounty program and about Coach Sean, and he talked about he and his wife loving New Orleans, and they love raising their family there, and how he definitely would like to spend his entire career with the Saints. And if you haven't seen the footage, check it out. Check out my tweet pages, check out my Facebook page. If not, just check out WDSU TV. Check out their YouTube channel and their website, and you can see the footage yourself. Drew's very open and honest regarding his thoughts regarding just his love of the Saints, being with the Saints organization. And Drew, you know the Who Dat Nation, you know we love you so much. We love the entire organization, and we're very supportive. And, you know, all of us, NFL fans, media, I just can't imagine what spouses and girlfriends and kids and relatives really are experiencing, those that are really, really, really up close. I mean, but, you know, we're here and we're supportive, and we are understanding what's going on. So we're just praying and being supportive, and we want players to be careful. So we don't want to see any injuries, and we don't want to see any deaths and people out of work due to the illegal operation of bounty programs, because we know those are not illegal, but like my friend Rich Roughneck and I talked about last Friday. You know, violent programs do exist on all levels. You know, some of us are in denial, some of us are in shock, but you know, it's you know, that's a way, that's an incentive to encourage players to improve their game. You know, the incentives should be legal and should be on a more positive note, but that's just a form of you know, pay, what they call it, pay for play. So, you know, that game is rough anyway, so we want people to be as safe as possible and so on. And when players are out of work, that affects not only their livelihood, but those whom they also financially support also. Again, just congrats to Leon Led and so on. And we have NCAA March Madness continuing. Now we're going into April. And tomorrow is my sister's birthday, my older sister, my elder sister, you know. She passed away in early 88. But my sister, Bev, I won't give out her age, she doesn't mind telling her age. But she's celebrating her birthday tomorrow on April Fool's Day. So happy birthday to my sister, Beverly. And so we love birthdays, to be honest. We love birthdays. And so happy birthday to Beverly. And my brother celebrated his birthday like less than 2 weeks ago. So they're like back-to-back. So for like 2 weeks, my brother, I have a brother who's deceased, and I have a sister who's deceased. It's five of us. Three of us are living, two are deceased. My eldest sister passed away in early 88, and my brother right before me, whom I was very, very, very close to, he passed away when I was 14 and on Memorial Day weekend. And I love Memorial Day, but it's bittersweet because I love patriotic holidays, and he loved patriotic holidays also. Well, he was a veteran of 4 years of spending time in the Army at the time of his death, and was studying to get his barber's license. And also he was a popular DJ, because that's who, you know, taught me my DJing skills. My love for music started from day one when I was born. But so some of you might say, well, what brother? I thought her brother was dead. But I have a brother, a living brother, and a living sister, and they both were the same age for the past 2 weeks, because they were born back-to-back. And my sister's birthday is tomorrow, and so I'm just sending happy birthday to her. Sometimes you have to break stuff down for people, some people that don't. I mean, I have friends and listeners worldwide, so sometimes people, I understand, people want to know. Want you to break down, okay, who's what. My elder sister's father, I was MIA missing when she was a baby. My sister Beverly, my brother Wyatt, Harry Lee McCall Jr., my brother Chris, and I, we all have the same father, okay? So I was just breaking that down. So all and my father and my mother, they split when I was one. So you all know the story, but I was just, some might not understand. Like, okay, who what? So that's it. I'll talk more on one of the Getting to Know Me Better shows. Have you all had a chance to listen to Madonna's new album in entirety? I haven't yet, so you all know I'll be blasting it real soon. You know, a lot of her tunes, because I love me some Madonna. You know, before I went on hiatus, I loved playing a lot of her songs. So I need to, put more of her songs on record so I can play them for you. Because I love Madonna. I loved her from day one. Remember when she was on Dick Clark, and Dick Clark asked her what was her plans, and her plans were to rule the world, and definitely she has been ruling the world. few other things I want to touch base on. And there are some birthdays, other birthdays today also. So happy birthday to those of you that are celebrating today. And also shout out to the Chris Angel Loyals, because I know you are listening. A shout out to my own and offline friends. Shout out to Guitar Center. Today is another day of the awesome recording classes. I had planned to go to the recording class today, but I am experiencing I'm experiencing PMS, to be honest. And no, that shouldn't stop me, but I'm experiencing PMS, so I'm not going. And also, I'm looking forward to Thursday. I definitely would be there, and that is the Mississippi Business Journal Business and Technology Expo, you know. And so I'm definitely looking forward to Thursday. That's April the 5th. I love Mississippi Business Journal Business and Technology Expo. Just amazing. And so so I'm looking forward to that on Thursday. But let's see, I'm looking at something. Let's see. Wow. I wanted to share something. Oh, my God. David Harrison Levy. I know he had been sharing some inspirational words this weekend, like always. So I'm a shout out to he and his love, Rosie. And he seems to be doing pretty good after his hospitalization about 3 weeks ago. And this is a wonderful quote I'd seen on Facebook. The way you treat yourself sets the standard for others on how you demand to be treated. Don't settle for anything. I just wanted to share that. That was just something I had found on Facebook, and I had reshared on my page. And this is one of my statuses from last night. Being such a nerd, I'm currently working on getting an improved and new swag back, definitely upgrading. I must say I feel great on the inside, though, and I do. But I definitely need to work on my swag. I'm such a geek, but I've always been a geek, but it's very important, one's image and one's appearance. And I feel great on the inside, but I know I need to work on my swag. And it's weird because I am one that always loves to advise and consult others on their image. So I'm like my number one client. Myself on upgrading my own image and making sure that my swag on the outside is congruent with my swag on the inside. But it used to be reversal. And a lot of my friends and peers know what I'm talking about. There was a time when I looked like I had it all together. And I did have it all together, but it was just parts of me on the inside that I was just dissatisfied with. And it's kind of weird because that just through trial and error and trials and tribulations and ups and downs and really dealing with self-discovery have I improved in areas that I even disliked. We know about how people perceive us, but self-perception means a lot also, you know. We have 20 more seconds of live streaming, but I continue because I want to talk about birthdays and today in history. You know, I love reading some of the Dallas newsletter. And also I want to remind you all that Martini PhD's event in Shreveport has been canceled for tomorrow. Still on for Jackson, Mississippi in May. So, but I just wanted to let you all know that Martini PhD's demo event scheduled for Shreveport has been canceled. But still on for Jackson, Mississippi in the month of May, and he is still on tour also. So I'll share other tour dates in other cities that he will be visiting also in the very near future. Also, okay. I want to talk about birthdays today and some other, like, what happened in history. If I could find it, I had it right in front of me. I might not be talking about it today. Are you all sticking to your New Year's resolutions? We're going into January, February, March, April, the fourth month of 2012. So how are you doing with your goals for 2012 and your New Year's resolutions, regardless of what the New Year's resolution was, to become more organized, to be more, become financially, to become, to manage your money better, to make more money, to definitely live healthier and watch the foods that you eat and so on. Are you sticking to your goals? You know, because at the beginning of the year, many told me that, hey, I'm really not into New Year's resolutions. I start and restart goals throughout the year, which it is important to do that also. So I hope it can hurry up and pull up. That's one reason why I love taking notes. I'm a writer, and I love to write. I'm talking about pencil to pen. And sometimes I like to take shortcuts also. With new technology, that's why new technology is always invented. But today is Representative Bernie Frank's birthday. He's 72. Richard Chamberlain, the actor's birthday is today. Also, Al Gore, former vice president, and also a former candidate for nomination. Oh, former presidential candidate, birthday today. Rhea Perlman, birthday is today. Ewan McGregor, he's 41 today. He's only 41. His birthday is today. Christopher Walken's birthday is today also. Awesome actor. Happy birthday to Christopher Walken also. Also today in history, on this day, Presidential Johnson surprised everyone when he said he would not seek re-election. Also, ...1995... this was very sad. That was a sad weekend. Selena, at age 23, was shot to death in Corpus Christi, Texas, by the founder of her fan club. Now, that was a sad weekend. And I love watching the Selena story also, Jennifer Lopez, but that's such a sad story. And speaking of my late sister, my brother-in-law, who I call brother a lot, you know, my niece and my brother, they still reside in Dallas, Texas. My niece was born in Detroit, but, you know, they had relocated to Dallas, and in my teens and 20s, I spent a lot of time in Dallas and traveling back and forth and so on. And that's, you know, where I married my second husband, and where we lived briefly together in 97. I'm looking forward to resuming traveling back and forth, Dallas, Texas, and going to school and so on. And before I get too old, opening my boutique salon myself. Also, shout out to all my real life friends and online friends everywhere, especially my friends in Dallas, those in the beauty and fashion entertainment industry. Also, got a lot of video shoots scheduled in Big D in the near future. So, shout out to all of my friends. But back to Selena. Those cases dealing with my sister Sam and cases like Selena, you know the Rebecca story and singer Selena, that was just a sad story. And back to my brother-in-law, he once owned a entertainment venue in Dallas, very successful, one of the most successful Hispanic venues. Yeah, my brother-in-law is African-American, but he's bilingual and very successful entrepreneur. And he owned a entertainment venue called El International back in the 90s. And Selena was one of his favorite performers that he loved to book to perform at L International. And L International was one of her last gigs. And when she passed away, wow, my brother-in-law, he was friends with she and her family and so on, of course. And so that was really hard, you know, because she was like one of his favorite performers and, of course, favorite to his patrons also. So that was just, you know, very sad because she had, like, not too long left Dallas and went to the Houston area or so on, where she did, you know, like her last two performances and so on. But he had last seen her, like, the week before her death. So that was, like, that hit me close, too, because he's always keep us updated. And when I visit, you know, Dallas, L International had, you know, a lot of weddings and special events and boxing matches and so on. But that was a stop that Selena frequented also. But her story was such a sad story. She had such a bright future. You know, you wonder what she would be doing right now because she had her successful boutiques and everything also. So it's just, that was just something. So, you know, to 95, wow, that's unbelievable. It's been almost 20 years since her death. And that's just something. So that is something that happened today, back in 1995. We received the news that Selena had been killed by somebody who was supposed to have been her biggest supporters. So, you know, that's sad. But I just wanted to share that, things that that happened this day. I love our newspaper here, Clarion Ledger, but I love newspapers that share history. I'm a history buff, so that's one reason why I always love to refer to the Dallas News newsletter, because they share not only the birthdays, but they provide the ages and the, you know, your favorite celebrities and then important things in different industries of history of what happened on the same date and so on. But I don't have any special show scheduled for Sunday unless it's just something emergency happens. I need to, you know, I'm talking about, like, need to promote something real quick or need to talk about NCAA or sports or beauty news show, so on. So you all know I'll promote Mark Cosmetics Avon brand. You know, I'm a Mark girl. Shout out to all the Mark girls and guys. Our promo where you buy $40, your order is $40, you can still get free gifts. There are two free gifts. That promo will continue to April 5th. And the promo code is SPRING12. Visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/Bethany Williams also. So, and then you can be connected to my other, if you're not friends with me on Facebook or Twitter, you can become friends with me on my Mark page. And then also friend me on Facebook. My pseudonym name is Miss Beth Nelson, MSBETHNELSON. For my Mark page is Beth Mark Girl Rep, BETHMARKGIRLREP. Okay, and also you can tweet me at Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT, and also at Beth Williams, BETHWMS, and also Beth Mark Girl, BETHMARK, MARKGRL. And shout out to Lewis Howes and SEA, Sports Executives Association, and Trevor Turnbull. But Lewis attended I'm always comparing him to Tony Robbins, right? He attended a Tony Robbins event this week, and he posted a picture of him 60 seconds after he walked on hot coals. I loved Tony Robbins forever, and I can't wait to attend one of his events. But wow, that's just amazing. Have you all seen the interview with Oprah, where she interviews Tony and his wife Sage Robbins? It's an amazing interview. But if you've seen that interview and Oprah walked over hot coals, then Lewis posted his picture 60 seconds after he had walked over the hot coals. That is, you know, just part of attending one of his full-fledged events. And so on. So also I send my condolences out to my attorney, Jay Lucas of Big D, because his cat of 19 years, recently passed away. My kitty, Smokey, still MIA after 5 weeks. So, you know, but 19 years, wow, that's amazing. I had a toy poodle named Jasper once who, he lived to be like 11 years old. He passed away like a decade ago. And, I mean, that's amazing when our pets live long, fruitful lives. But it's so sad when they pass on. Just, you know, wow. We animal lovers, we love and value human life. People that are not animal lovers, like, look at us like, oh, my God, you all are crazy. But, you know, human life is important, but all of God's creatures are important. You know, it's not that we put animals before humans. We value human life, but then also we value our pets and animals' well-being. Also, God created, remember, the smallest thing. And isn't it unbelievable also that it is just 1 week? We have more. Good Friday is the next Friday. Next weekend is Easter weekend, one of my favorite holidays again. And it's just amazing, just one more week before Easter weekend. But time is dwindling down. That's one reason why I hadn't started on rambling on another topic. Thank you to those that shared in the chat room. And you remember, feel free to call to listen. Let me know if you're interested in being a guest co-host. I know I sound real relaxed, don't I? I pretty much am. And, you know, feel free to call. The call number is 714-409-0614. Okay? And thank you for your support. Thank you for being on the profile. I'm sure after this show and I checked the numbers, we would have exceeded 53K views. Because right now the views are at 52,752. They're the fourth show aired. So when I check the stats probably have exceeded 53K views. Shout out to Samira also, Samira's Restaurant and Bottoms Up Fresh Fruit Smoothie Bar located in the Jackson Medical Mall also. And that's pretty much it. I just thank you all and look forward to networking with you today and this weekend. And until next time, God bless and thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Keep feeling like I need to tell you all something, but it's too late now, so next time I'll share whatever it is. Again, thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTUREShOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Thank you.